What is up? We are possibly virgins, but definitely teenagers. We are teenage virgins. Now, today we're going to be celebrating National Girlfriends Day, which none of us have!
Yeah! All right, guys. One clap for all the girls around the world. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Also, shout out to everybody graduating today. Nice job. Good job on making it through Corona.
And shout out to Vinny for finally coming back.
Yeah! Let's go, Vinny! And shout out to Joe for overcoming allergies.
Oh my fucking god.
We were trying to do this podcast Monday and Joe's like, I'm dying. I was like, oh shit.
I'm not saying I was dying. My allergies are fucking bad.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I got acupuncture for three days straight to like cure my allergies and shit like that. And bro, that shit worked. I haven't had like allergies like that in like over a fucking year.
I don't know. I just don't trust. I don't trust some person going like, okay, well, now I'm going to stick something in you.
Then you wouldn't be a good male actor.
I would not.
So you're
saying, teenage virgins. That's us.
Yeah.
What's our topic for today?
We were going to talk about
romance.
Romance.
We are three white guys sitting around a table.
Actually, no,
this is hardly even a table.
Two white guys and a Mexican.
You're a Mexican.
Two white guys and then half Mexican, half white guy sitting around a table.
It's a black table.
We are diversity.
Now. We have diversity.
Did your mom get sweet tea?
Not yet.
Fuck.
God. All right.
Welcome to.
Do you got any drinks in your fridge?
I don't know.
We can suck his stuff up.
Welcome back to all of us not being ready for the fucking podcast.
Welcome back to Morgan trying to steal Joe's food and drink.
At least this isn't like episode 3 where we're being so fucking chaotic and going everywhere. But yeah, welcome back to the podcast. It's already 2 minutes and 3 seconds in.
Whoa, actually you need to add up the math. We have the intro, dummy.
Shut the fuck up.
We're 2 minutes and 24 seconds in.
It's glad you're raging.
Fucking get some drinks.
My mom's getting sweet tea. Sweat tea. My mom's getting sweat tea. Welcome back to the podcast. We're happy to have you back, Vinny. Yeah, it's not the same without you. Except it was funner.
It
was way more fun.
It was so fun. It was actually pretty fun to not know what was going to happen on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just listen.
I was going to skip out on this episode. But I told them, I was like, you know, you don't have to do an episode without me. But then they said, but you're the reason why we're funny.
Yeah, you're like, you bring an extra funny
and cute
aspect to the show.
And cute. Honestly. I'm the poster boy.
Yeah. If you just post shirtless, bro, we could draw that up, throw it on some posters, fucking slap them bitches around.
They'd be like,
town.
Oh my god, Joe shirtless?
Your mom could be your mom.
We should probably make like a fucking, we should make like a fucking cover, like all three of us shirtless.
Oh, speaking of fucking shirtless, my parents came home with a calendar of shirtless dudes.
Mm.
Is it for sale?
I mean, okay, do you want it? It's like, do you want it? Because I don't want it. They were like, yo, do you want this? I was like, what the fuck? Why?
Do I like cock?
I'm not gay, even though I have multiple people in the friend group legitimately thinking that I'm homosexual.
Homosexual.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling them.
Speaking of homosexual.
I just like dude's cock if it's the home.
All right. Speaking of homosexual, National Girlfriends Day.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Day, where
we're all single.
Yeah, it's like Valentine's Day part 2.
Yeah. So, I just want to give a quick apology to Joe and Vinny for making them do this, because they just recently got let down. And I just want to say,
I recently got put down.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I just want to say, being let down or put down, it doesn't feel good.
All right, when the time hits 4:20, we're all gonna clap. Okay. All
right.
You guys don't have to give us a second.
This is literally just like fucking stupidness.
All right, awesome. Welcome back.
Logan has been retarded.
We really
y'all
have
know that's
topic.
Gonna actually be 4:30.
We have no topic.
This is the only time so far that we've planned without a topic.
Yeah, every other time we've had a topic, and this time we're like, a monkey.
Yeah. I mentioned it was National Girlfriends Day today, so I guess romance is a topic. I don't know if we ever talked about it. We probably like lightly touched it in the past. What do you want to book?
You
want to
be my girlfriend on National Girlfriends Day?
I don't know if you know this. I have a cock.
What?
Yes!
That's a lie!
Are we like role-playing now?
I thought you were. Did you see that one thing? But it's like, this girl's blind and she's getting a black man, but she doesn't like black people. And he's like, hey, I gotta tell you something. And she's like, what is it, Jerome? And he's like, I'm black. And she was like, what? You didn't tell me. You know how my family feels about the N-words. And I was like, you said that on the Jerry show, like whatever the fuck it's called. The
Jerry Maguire show?
No, like the Maury show.
The Jerry Maguire show.
The Maury?
Maury show?
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I was like, well, fuck, you can't just go calling a very, very African-American man the hard R on national TV.
And also, his name is Jerome.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because just seeing her reaction, she was like, oh!
You can't. You, what the fuck?
I mean, what if you just, like, were doing, like, an ear test? Like, you had no seeing, and you could only hear the person that you're, like, interested in. And she was like, hey, baby.
How you doing? What would you do?
I'd honestly, not trying to be racist, I think it's a black person. I don't know many white people that are like, how you doing?
Honestly, if I heard a girl and she was like, hey.
What's your name?
I'd be like, are you a dude or can you just deepen your voice?
She's like, nah, I got a dong. I got a dong.
Was that a rhetorical question?
I mean, like, you want to see it, bro?
Bro, on a show, there was a white supremacist who learned that he was 14% African American.
That's cute.
Imagine.
That's got to be like the moment where he's
I hate black. Wait, what?
No, I wasn't suicidal at first. I saw this Easter egg in Red Dead that you can see. Red Dead 2, at least, where you can see the KKK members initiating a new dude, and then they accidentally catch him on fire.
But they always make fun of him in that game. They try. I knew one of them what it was. They were going to drop a cross on a guy, so I watched it for it. I was like, hold on, I want to see this.
And then the dude that I was watching, he, like, headshot the black KKK man. No. The dude that was in all black. The dude that was in all black, like, the black captain of him. And he got plus honor. I was like, well, damn.
Dude, you get hella honor for killing them. That's why I was like,
yeah, you see, I have a machine gun in the Wild West. A horse. Actually, not an LMG. They have, like, turrets.
Yeah, they have big old turrets.
They got crank bitches.
Yeah, well, that's the episode.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah,
okay,
that's a joke.
What's it
Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier.
Legitimately, we have no ideas.
So we are the off-brand top three YouTubers.
Yeah,
I don't want to be Markiplier.
I'm sad.
You're Jacksepticeye. All
right.
Don't be
I'm
sad.
The
you're
Irish
Jacksepticeye. He's fuck. Okay. Wait. Well, now we gotta just play the quiet game.
The fuck is gonna listen to that?
God damn.
Oh my god, they're gonna play the quiet game. Let's listen.
Fucking standing there like fucking
that weird kid in the back of class jacking off while you're all playing hot games here. You're like, what
Johnny,
the fuck, Jimmy?
You lose.
Jimmy, I know damn well you ain't speaking. I'm not speaking, Miss Frizzle. I'm jacking.
Oh, hell no!
Go to the principal.
Miss Frizzle.
Have you ever seen a kid jack off in class?
Yes.
Personally, I haven't.
I have.
I don't want to.
I have. It's fucking... This weird ass kid in the art was just like beating that shit inside of his hip pants. Like, I could see his hand going. I was like, oh, fuck ass, no.
I'm sorry, you can't do that. It's not like the pornos you watch,
bro. I caught some little kid at the library doing it. I was like, hold the fuck up. Bro, you are touching yourself while you were playing the computer. You were playing Roblox and touching your pee pee.
Oh, yo, Roblox porn, bitches. Check it out. Check out Roblox porn.
I don't want to
click that on my phone.
Don't ever.
FBI can be like, the fucking what?
Yeah.
My FBI dude's already like, I quit.
Yeah, my FBI dude's hung himself already. I don't.
Nobody has checked his room in weeks.
Yeah.
Body's decaying.
Exactly. There's his dog eating him.
That smell coming from over there?
Huh?
Head ass. Yeah.
You'll never know which one of us did that.
Who moaned? We will never know. All right.
Let's play the game of who has the longer schmeet.
You don't know this, but we're all naked right
now.
Yeah,
we're butt-ass naked.
Yes.
Like in the last episode with Joe and I.
Like, and you can't fucking do anything about it.
We will suck dick.
We sucking dick.
We're all
believe.
Playing poker right now. Strip poker. We're already naked. No, we don't know how to win.
If I got a bad hand, I'm taking off my shirt.
Y'all want to play some strip beer pong?
Man, I can't even play regular beer pong without getting sad. Don't fucking look at me like that.
Damn. This shit really be boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Let's just make like a 20-minute episode because I got
That's
like,
so gay.
I don't care.
That's gay.
We
if I talk about romance, I'm just gonna get really depressed.
Oh no, I don't have any depressed. Anohana, My Life April.
I don't care about anime at the moment, bro.
Why don't we ask some people that watch us?
No.
Why not?
I've had people text me about stuff.
I mean, yeah. We could.
One person told me to talk about the makeup industry. I was like, but we don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I have.
I know it's overpriced and dumb.
I have questions for girls, but girls are swimming right now. So, like.
I have girls we can call. I can call Marissa.
No.
Like. All right. I'm just going to text them since I'm not going to call. Fucking. Vinny realized that we could fucking take the clips from our old episodes and use them and shit, right?
And just put them inside of it.
So we were deciding to use that one clip of your brother going,
Yo, so plug your channel.
Head ass. That was so fucking funny. You did a 24-hour VR Minecraft stream.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Dude, VR Minecraft, I heard, is hard as shit.
It's fucking scary, bruh. I played it on my brother's VR, and I lasted like 3 hours because I was in a cave. I was like, oh shit,
fuck us, no.
I'm just going to gather some coal. And he had shaders on. I was like, well, fuck that.
He had shaders on VR Minecraft.
He had it on his Minecraft.
He immediately opened it.
So I was like, well, okay, I got you. And then a creeper walked up behind me. I heard that. I shit myself.
That's the scariest noise in Minecraft.
Teens. Okay, so her topic is teens and drugs.
Teens and drugs. Approval.
Let's not do that.
Drugs? Do we not want to talk about drugs?
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad.
Don't do them.
What about teens? Teens are bad. Don't do them. I really don't
especially
like
them. Especially if you're over the age of anything.
Yeah. If you're in the teens, I fucking hate you.
I hate teenagers.
I hate myself. It's all right.
Okay, so
once I become 20, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kinsey, for the suggestion.
Fuck you, Kinsey.
Yeah. Thank you. We're not going to talk about it, though.
Yeah. I mean, we just did.
Well, we already... Okay, here's the establishment. We don't know what to say.
We have no topic.
We don't. We're not professional.
This is a really, really rushed episode because this little bitch boy beside me, I'm talking about Vinny, wanted to pressure us to making an episode.
No, I did not pressure you. We waited since Monday. And it's Saturday. August 3rd.
You pressured us the whole week.
Yeah, a little bit. you know what I also did?
Will you fucking be home today?
Yo, what the fuck?
We need to make it a podcast, boys.
We do. And we ain't making no pussy shit at 20 minutes.
I mean, we did clap. Nope. That fucking viewer fucking goes down. All right, well.
Like, Vinny Deadass just text us out of the blue in the morning. We need to make a podcast
today, boys. I woke up very late every single week. Every single day of the week.
Every single week.
Every single week of my life.
The fuck?
What was that noise out there?
Bro, you got a demon outside your door.
That's the fucking TV. My God. Yes, this is a boring podcast. What do you expect?
We need to talk.
We're three teenagers, and I wasn't going to say teenage virgins, because then I have to shout out the fucking podcast, and I hate that fucking podcast.
Yeah.
It's a shit podcast, bro.
Fuck off. Three teenagers, we're all sitting on white chairs. We are white supremacists.
Fuck. No, we're surrounded, hey, this is the reversal. You know that picture, like, the five black dudes surrounding three white chairs surrounding one white or black table.
And there's a black chair right there.
Oh, he's watching.
Yeah, he's watching.
he's the cameraman.
Clap for Jinx. 3, 2. What the fuck? Morgan is fucking out of the group.
You're fired.
Fuck.
Door's locked.
He ran into the fucking door. Welcome to the Joe and Vinny show.
High five.
Welcome to the Joe and Vinny show. We fucking hate Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan's gay.
Morgan is the equivalent of Sam from iCarly.
Hey!
I expected
Dylan
to be shirtless.
Oh
shit.
Sorry, can't.
I'm sitting in this chair.
What do you moan when you sit in that chair?
sitting
on the comfy chair. My God, this sucks.
Fucking
sucks. It's
ass.
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 Ass. Ass.
Let's talk about YouTubers.
YouTubers, fuck that.
Yeah.
There's no interesting topics.
If there was an interesting topic, I would talk about it right now. But honestly, I don't fucking know how to speak. I'm trying to be bilingual. I'm trying to play, I'm trying to speak in 5 different languages.
How about we talk about the dentist? Because I went to the dentist a few days ago.
The dentist.
Oh God, let's talk about like medical shit. As
medical
whole.
Shit.
Bro, right. Honestly, I vibe. I don't care.
I kind of okay. Here's the thing. Unless it's like fucking okay. Every time I go to the dentist, I know this is a fucking like ironic thing. Like people say this all the time. They always fucking cut me open. All my fucking gums and everything, and they're like, you know, if you kind of, you know, like brush your teeth with your gums a little once in a while,
they cut you open,
like they'll take a sharp object and fucking go, or cleaning off your teeth.
Yeah, that's what happened. I had to pop a hydro because that shit was like my gums, they'd like irritated my gums. I was really sensitive gums since like I was a little kid. And the lady was so nice about it too. I was like, and she was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, bless your soul. But like, I was over here just getting my teeth cleaned and shit like that.
All right.
I got some like super small cavities though. I was like, damn, okay. You know, but they're like between the teeth. Like, I can't do anything. They're like, yeah, you couldn't do anything about this unless you like floss like every single minute of your life. I was like, well, fuck. I guess that's
Morgan just carries around like 30 things of floss.
All right,
I got floss.
Slight intermission here because we just got 4 new topics by this person named Kaylee. Thank you, Kaylee.
Fuck you, Kaylee.
Kaylee, you said.
Fucking every time we shout out someone, we also have to say, "Fuck you."
All right, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
This is for every girlfriend that exists in the world. Fuck you.
Oh no.
All right, so she says.
Oh my shit.
No, my
first topic that she gave us is dogs. Opinion on dogs?
I okay.
Dogs?
Dogs are all right. I don't like or hate dogs. Like, I'll deal with dogs.
Some dogs are just like, man, some dogs is like, damn, you seem to be suffering, right?
Yeah.
Like, those fucking dogs that they always, like, fucking breed, like, force them to breed together.
Yeah,
and then, like, you come and you see the dog and the dog's like, I can't fucking breathe.
Yeah. That's how the riot started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't racism, it was about dogs.
Hey, no, no. We said not to put that in the fucking podcast.
There's a snip. Nah.
Okay.
All right, second topic she gave us is about COVID.
Oh, I thought it was cats.
COVID,
I
cats.
I said cats. I was like, fuck.
COVID. Cats.
Okay, COVID's a bitch, all right?
I don't care.
It's my best friend.
I could give two shits less if we were in school right now.
Honestly, if someone named their kid COVID, I feel like that'd be the
end. They'd get gang stomped.
Fucking gang stomped.
That is very offensive, says the Karen.
I don't know.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't worry, you know what? This is what, we're going full blown off the fucking rails, okay? We're breaking our rules of fucking no raping. I'm looking at you, Vinny.
Whoa.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me?
We have a lot. Okay, so in the podcast, we don't really have shit to talk about. All like obviously
pull that shit down. I'm trying to make the screen flat.
We don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, obviously.
We've already admitted.
What's the topic?
It. What's the topic?
You said you got four fucking topics.
Said four.
Okay, the third topic is Adam Driver.
What?
Who?
The guy who plays fucking Kylo Ren from Star Wars.
Oh, Ben Swallow.
Yeah, Ben Swallow.
Ben Swallow.
Like his chest, like his nipples. That's all I have.
He's a pretty chill dude.
Yeah.
He got like a weird looking face, but I guess.
Yeah.
He a little wonk.
He
kind of 101 wonk. Topics to talk about. Fuck. Okay. We're going to go through all of them.
This is how desperate we are for
yes.
topics. Brit, my pants aren't fitting well, Brit.
This is fucking stupid.
How was your day?
That's
how
shit
day?
This podcast is.
Hey, what color is your toothbrush? What color is your toothbrush, Morgan?
Red,
red, blue. Okay, I don't have a toothbrush.
Seriously,
no. I do have a toothbrush. My toothbrush is fucking pink. Because pink,
yeah.
Pink's my favorite
color.
I want to kiss you right now.
I would kiss you if I brushed my teeth.
Damn.
And by the way, I don't brush my teeth.
Damn.
All right.
Brush your teeth.
That's okay.
I know.
I
want. I'm actually like, we're 19 minutes into this shit. We haven't had a topic.
Do you have an electric scooter right there?
Yep.
You should ride it around in circles.
But
This one's broken. There's another one inside, though.
Oh, really?
Where is it?
Vinny, sit down.
Where is it?
Sit the fuck down, Vinny.
It's my
It's my sister's.
I will rob your sister.
All right. Hey, let's flash back to the time where Vinny said he was going to touch Joe's sister.
No, I didn't mean to.
No.
I thought it was Joe behind me.
All right. The area is my grandma's house. Morgan touches Vinny for some reason, I think, right? Like, you tap him on the
shoulder.
Yeah, tap him on the fucking shoulder.
He turns around.
And then he says, I'm going to touch you inappropriately or something like that.
I
said,
directly to your fucking sister.
My 10-year-old sister.
I didn't know she was right there. I thought it was Morgan behind me. I was like, oh, fuck.
And then you were like, I will never do that to you. I apologize.
I was like, holy shit, I did not mean that for you.
And I'm over here flipping my shit thinking, damn, you just said you were going to touch a girl inappropriately that's underage.
And then we had to cancel Vinny.
Yeah, that's why we did a podcast.
Yeah, that's why we did a podcast exposing him.
That's why I got fired.
We're going to make those fucking YouTube videos that just say sorry in like lower caps. And
let's just have the, we quit.
All right, hold on.
We're retired.
Hold on, guys.
Hey guys, I'm sorry you guys, but we're gonna have to take a break.
False allegations towards me and towards the entire
actually I saw this shit on TikTok where this dude was like, my name is Joe Swanson. No, it wasn't like that, his actual name.
Okay,
but he was like, yeah, but I've as of yesterday I've been accused of rape. And I'm like, whoa, that's serious. And he was like, this is all the proof that I have against it being false. I have screenshots and shit like that. I was like, well, fuck. Okay. And then he made a following video because someone was like, make her pockets hurt, bruh. And I was like, probably should get some, like, jail time for having fake or false rape accusations.
100%. Any bitch who says that.
But, like, fine. The way that this dude was handling it was so fucking calm. I was like, usually if you get, like, accused, oh, you have a hole in your armpit.
Yep.
I was like, usually, if you get accused of rape, you'd flip your shit, right?
Yeah.
This man was acting way too fucking calm, like he'd been in that situation before. He was like, so, as of yesterday, I've been accused of rape. Like, fuck, bro!
So, of yesterday, I've been accused of rape. bitch deserved it.
No. Okay! Alright!
Thank you.
Three shirtless boys. Or two shirtless boys.
Take off your shirt, Morgan.
Take it off my shirt.
Take off your shirt!
Alright, guys, we're going to play our stomachs in 5 seconds. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Yo, that was sick as fuck.
How do we have half of our viewers women? We talk about coming.
No.
We slap our stomach. My name is Darky. I like to sing. I like to yell. I like to smoke. I like to yell.
Fucking
happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to everyone that has a birthday today.
I don't think anybody has a birthday today.
Happy
birthday.
No,
it's not one.
Oh, my
cousin.
You know,
like,
my little cousin's birthday today.
Bro, imagine there's like one day that no one was born. And it's just like only one day that one person is born. And it's their only birthday. Like, nobody else is celebrating their birthday on that day. That'd be fucking crazy.
You know that, like, every 5 seconds or some shit, someone dies?
Yeah. Same with being born.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's, like, that many people in the fucking hospital.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody pushing out of the, you know.
I'll be real. I was watching the birth video in sex education.
Okay. Bro, they got a bush and a half.
I was like, oh, I was like, you couldn't at least, like, you gave your child rug burn when they came out. You could have really shaved that.
That's why it's crying.
They got a bush and a half.
Fuck off. Don't quote us on anything, by the way, please.
Except for y'all are going to quote.
Like,
I have power over
my
cock.
Hold on.
I have full power over my cock. I realized I don't have power over my cock.
And then there's like, I think there's one quote where it's like, welcome to the smelliest podcast duo on earth.
Yeah.
Morgan and I.
We stink. We were going to have women, but we stink.
I said, I smell like piss.
No. You say, I smell like shit. And then I was like, I mean, I put on deodorant and you're like, but you still smell
like
piss. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, damn, okay.
Ouch. What are you sucking on?
You know what? You don't say that. This is a PG-13. Fucking
suck!
Yeah, I learned that.
Oh my god.
And I was like, holy shit. I now have power over my cock.
I mean, it's sad that you memorized that. Like, I fucking hate you.
I've watched this so many times.
Why?
Because I've had to send it to so many people.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Wait, you sent it to so many people?
Not a lot of people.
I just played that!
I know.
Fuck!
I played it because I knew it was going to know.
All right. Topic? There is none. Goodbye.
No. Take this mic. Good. Gonna take a mic and act like the mic is working.
Yeah.
Like we know how to work them.
Here's the fucking.
We said by the next episode on like episode.
No. We never said by the next episode because then Joe and I apologized.
We were like, yeah, sorry, we're dumbasses.
She told me put my heart in a pad and nobody gets hurt.
That's my thing.
Why are we fucking recording?
Because we're stupid and
we
don't us to.
Yeah, you have to, or I'm gonna.
Like,
kill
I
your
be
first
swimming
board.
Right now.
I already know the fucking title.
You don't want to swim because it's with big boob bitches.
Big boob?
Big boob.
Big boob. Happy
boobies!
Happy National Titty Day. We are officially naming this day National Girlfriend Day and National Titty Day.
Yeah, this is also National Titty Day.
Yes, I just said that, Jenny. Can you... This is why we fired you.
Yeah, this is why you fucking suck.
Another chance.
Let me see. All right.
Hey,
welcome to my...
Hey guys,
you know this not like fucking.
I'm gonna sing a little song, alright? We have a microphone in my hand, by the way, but I'm gonna sing a little song to you.
The best time to wear a striped sweater is all the time.
Are you screaming?
Or wear the collar. Turn Bang. On that!
How the fuck?
Fuck.
What the?
Oh my god.
Dude, it's getting elongated. How do you elongate such a thing?
Okay.
No topic.
I already know the fucking title of this podcast episode.
Yo! I just circumcised this microphone.
This is what happens when you don't have anything to talk about. I circumcised
my microphone.
You
could take my microphone. Oh, yeah. Vinny fucking called a fucking pizza place. I was like, I got a boneless
pizza.
You
get a bones. Dude, she sounded so innocent, too. She's like,
That's what I did when I called the Wendy's. I was like, yo, can I get a glizzy? Glit, glit! And then she was like, what? And I was like, I'm so sorry.
It's always the most wholesome bitches that answer the phone.
Nah, fuck that.
Sometimes.
I called McDonald's. I called fucking Pizza Hut. They were all basic ass bitches that had.
Nah, McDonald got basic bitches.
No, you could hear the stupid bitch in her voice. She was like, the what? And I was like, shut the fuck up. And she hung up on me.
Shut the fuck up.
But like, I'm over here. I said, yo, can I get a boneless pizza? And she just hung up on me. And then Vinny over here. Calling a motherfucking McDonald's like, yo, can I get a McGangbang? And the dude, and the guy that answered him was like, yeah, just come
yo, I'll call him again and ask for a McGangbang.
It's not going to be a dude, though.
Yeah, I bet it will. Yo, where's my, I have McDonald's in my phone for this type of stuff.
The best time to wear a striped sweater.
Welcome to the most gay McDonald's. Bitch has McDonald's as his fucking in his fucking corner.
McDonald's gonna answer, bro.
I'm just gonna stop.
Hello?
Oh, fuck.
I heard something. Y'all got some badass service, bro.
I'm out of yellow. He got children in this basement.
Help us. McDonald's.
Answer!
Fuck.
Oh my god.
Maybe you got the wrong McDonald's?
Nah.
Yo, there's headphones.
This McDonald's is actual cock.
Pussy.
I just got a pretty decent topic. What are our thoughts?
Vinny, you dumbass!
I found!
Anyways, what are our thoughts?
Ah!
Your phone gonna blow up?
You trying to do
what the fuck? Yo, you got a demon in your phone. Put that bitch down.
Yo, ah! Fucking fax machine.
What the
hang
fuck?
Hang that shit up, bro. Yo,
bro,
your
what's
phone's
that
demonic.
What's that on my phone, bro?
Alright, what's up?
I got a demon on my
shut
phone.
Shut the fuck up.
So we don't have that much time left. I'm going to state the topic before we probably come back, okay? The topic that we just got is, what are our thoughts on nudes and shit?
Oh, yeah!
Yes, sir!
Yeah! Alright! Stop the podcast and go for an intermission!
Hey,
suck my...
Hey, welcome back to Teenage Virgins. Thank you for the intermission. Right now, we're going to play a song from the hit duo Vinny and Morgan. Vinny and Morgan, you're on the air. Sing.
Ooh, baby, I was stuck to you like glue, baby. Call me Mr. D Spot. I'm gonna make the place stop.
I'm gonna make a bad rock.
Oh, come here, man.
Mom!
Welcome back to
welcome back to Teenage Virgins.
I am on the topic of nudes, booty pics, titty pics, sexting in general.
Or maybe not in general.
Maybe.
But a great low rate you can get online.
Go to the general and save some time!
That's our fucking podcast!
Yes!
All right.
So let's start off. Who has gotten nudes? Raise your hand.
Everybody's
Alright.
We're fucking famous.
Without saying names, what is the worst or like best experience you've had?
Worst is basically getting anyone that's just full, but like in the vagina.
Like that shit look like roast beef.
Yeah,
that shit look like he went to Arby's.
So
no offense, because like you know, no, like we're not gonna judge you on your looks, but you know, I don't want to be up there.
I try to go to Arby's.
Yeah, I ate Arby's last night. I'm not trying to have it again.
Yo, but, what's better though, booty pics or titty pics?
Titty pics, obviously.
You know.
No.
Depends on the.
No. So what did I say? The rating is.
No, you can't say we have girls.
No. Titty pics over booty pics. Then it's what is it? Booty grabbing over titty grabbing, and then it's like what is it? Fucking, it's like, shit. Ass pics over like. Toe pics or some shit like that.
Ew.
I saw some fucking weird shit. Did you know that people get toe pics?
Yeah.
It's
fucking gross.
I know someone. I know someone who sells those shit.
Ew.
Yeah.
I feel bad for some people that I know because like they just constantly get dick pics, and I'm like, well, damn.
Yeah.
You see those girls online. They're just fucking like, oh, I just got another dick pic. Haha. It's like, haha.
That's not
haha. Bro, if a girl just randomly sent me booty pics, I
want to
know.
Every time I hold this fucking microphone, I feel like I'm about to do like a fucking rap verse.
Ayo, it's Talis. Ayo, it's Talis. The thing that went out back and I get nasty. White girls like this coke at the ass crack. Black girls, man, fuck it, I'll do either. I don't pussy, y'all don't pitch it.
Morgan. Take a break.
Yo,
take a lap. I could be that one science teacher. Hey, Joe, take a lap.
Take a lap.
You know, like you would just be getting mad in class, you just take a lap. I just have anger issues as a child.
Hey, Morgan. Shut the fuck up.
We're talking into the mics as we do this, by the way.
We're practicing to be YouTubers.
See, we really need Joe and maybe his father to help us.
Joe, which is his name, is also Joe.
Yeah,
Joe,
we need
Joe.
Joe Senior to help us figure this shit out because we are totally fucking new.
True.
Aren't you technically Joe the Show Junior?
Yes,
that's what we've talked about at the library.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Speaking
ass.
Of library. We're going to head back onto the sex and nudes topics, sexing and nudes topics here soon, which is, sorry we fucking go off of other topics and
man,
shit.
Fuck it, I'll do either. I love
yes. We're going to go back there. Thinking of which, we need to make a plan to start to record in a different location, somewhere outside. Why not?
Outside?
Because we like the garage. Garage is nice.
I know, but like when we did it in the library, it felt nice because we were just like,
we couldn't yell, bruh.
Yeah,
I know.
We can't rape our viewers in there.
Yeah, but you think we're funny that way?
Yeah.
Well, then fuck you. Maybe I'm just a fucking cunt.
Maybe
I don't
poor.
Know anything. My mother always said I wouldn't be a good stripper.
Back to the nudes and sexting topic.
Have you all ever sent nudes?
Yes.
Raise your hands if you ever sent nudes.
Yeah.
Hi.
I sent booty pics. And dick pics.
You actually sent a booty pic.
So it's just Morgan and I. Vinny, how come you never sent one?
Nobody asked.
Nobody asked. Vinny, I will text you tonight.
I'm proud of my cock.
I will text
you
tonight. I will text Vinny tonight. We will in the group chat, you and I both have ass at the same time.
Yeah.
Vinny,
if you don't send
you want some booty pics?
No, pee-pee.
You want my pee-pee?
Yes!
That's sacred!
Was that a fucking question?
Spill the beans, Jablonski.
Did I fucking stutter?
Chubby, but not really fat, check. I'm a dude, but not really a dude, check. Brain damage, but not really brain damage, check.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Hey, shut up, bitch. No, wait. I quote Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Shut up, bitch.
He goes.
Shut up, bitch. And then the crowd. Oh!
Oh my god. Oh my god, Rock, fuck me.
I love how, like, it went from, like, the 1900s with, like, rock star groups and shit like that. Like, oh my god, it's such an honor meeting you guys. Like, I never thought I'd ever be meeting to, like, 2000s. Like, fuck me till my face falls off, you know? Like, that just means Justin Bieber. Oh, come at me, daddy.
Baby.
Yeah, how do people find Justin Bieber attractive?
Well, he's a boy.
Well, like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's just
he got a cat.
How do you think he got butt touched in prison?
Think he got butt touched?
I have
camera proof that he did.
He said I was the one that did it.
Joe
turns on TV. It's just
Joe just shows
right
us like a neck tat. Yeah, fuck Justin Bieber. I got his lips on my fucking neck. I got that shit tattooed.
We're going way up.
He put on
we're talking about beats, and we're talking about now Justin Bieber getting butt touched.
Okay,
let's go back to the right,
so,
topic.
Two of us in this room have sent nudes, dick pics,
ass
pics,
you know, anything.
Have y'all both sent booty pics?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
100%.
I have a nice ass.
I have a nice ass. I have a nice. Do you want to get a feel?
No.
Like this shit jiggles.
No, I'm good.
I bet. I shout out the old squad. They all felt that shit.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't there.
Felt that shit. Also, shout out Carly. I still got more cake than you.
My girlfriend at the time touched your ass, and I wasn't even pissed.
Yeah, it was funny as fuck.
I was like, okay.
I hate it, though. If, like, somebody that you know grabs up on your ass, and you're like, aight. And then they get a little too close to the booty hole. You're like,
oh!
You
turned down the wrong animal. You're going down the wrong railroad tunnel.
That's a different street. You took the wrong turn. But Lauren posted this shit on Instagram, and some dude, she thought it was gonna be a dick pic, but not. Some dude sitting here in this video was like, well there, you got too much dip on your chip. it was fucking funny as shit.
There's this one fucking, I think it was like a Vine or some shit, where this guy's like, you better shut the fuck up before I eat your ass.
He made a new TikTok. He was like, you better shut the fuck up about me eating your ass before I eat your ass.
he's like, you better stop recording me before I eat your ass.
Yeah.
He has such a strong chin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking Minecraft Steve.
Okay. Stop! What we're doing is we're talking about nudes and sexting.
Send us nudes.
We've been on.
Don't forget to go to our website.
If you're over 12. I mean, if you're under 12.
What do you mean 12? What the
fuck? Fucking 13-year-old.
I need at least if it says 15.
Make sure you fucking know us.
If I get a random ass dick pic, I would be pissed.
Nah, okay. Yo, dudes, hit my line. Hit my friend's line. His name is Vincent.
Please do not.
Remember on the fucking first episode?
Okay, Joe the Show _ official.
Vinny was like, yeah, I'm Vincent Scoot. I was like, what the fuck? Am I not about to say my last name on this fucking podcast, bitch? I'm about to make some enemies to this shit.
I'm gonna say no. Wait, have you not said your last name to this day?
I don't think so.
Morgan Cookson.
Get your cute ass over here. I'm gonna fucking fuck bag.
It's Joe the Show.
Yeah, I actually don't know your last name.
You don't?
No.
It's Gutierrez.
It's who?
Gutierrez.
That sounds like Anthony Gutierrez. You know him?
Yes.
He's like little. He's Mexican. He's like real dark. He's from Honduras.
Well, you know, fucking. I'm also Mexican, but I'm not real dark.
No, but do you know Anthony Gutierrez?
I know him. He doesn't know me.
Oh, so you're a stalker?
No, it's because I just like Anthony Gutierrez here. Oh, fuck
hey, that guy.
Osiris, happy fat. I
probably. Sometimes I'm pretty sure I've talked about this fucking earlier. Speaking of stalking.
Sorry, I'm jamming out with this microphone, bro.
I go to school. And then there'd be some, like, weird-ass fucking bitches that come up to me, and you're like, you're Judge Show. And I'm like, I try to be.
That's me.
Like,
that's why I say Joe is a legend.
And I'm over here like, I don't know these people. And
I've known you forever,
and
bro.
Sometimes I'll walk down the hallway of the school, and I'll see someone, like, staring at me. And then I'll hear them, like, whisper to their friends. I'm like, I think that's the person called Joe the Show. And I'm like, holy shit. People know me.
Celebrity?
Right? I know when I make it when someone leaks my nudes. Okay?
Remember the first time I met you in the hallway, I was like, oh shit, Joe? I was such like a little fucking nasty boy.
I was a nasty boy.
New podcast name, The Nasty Boy.
So from nudes, I kind of want to move over to how girls think we should flirt with them. Because, like,
I have no.
This, I don't know if we ever, time. Like, established. I mean, we've talked about it, but we never really, like,
this one chick was like, why don't dudes just, like, straight dudes flirt better with their homies than they do with their girl or with
the
girl.
You want me to act like you're on my
Do you want me to walk up to you, slap the fuck out your ass cheeks, and be like, I'm about to infiltrate your mouth?
I'm about to bust on you.
I'm about to give you such good sloppy talk. Like, I don't think any girl would, like...
Nah.
Here's
if I came up to a person I'm trying to talk to and slapped the shit out of their ass, I'm like, what the f...
Like, yeah, okay, so wait. Let me see this. Here's the thing. When we grow up, our parents, especially our moms, tell us to respect women. If you have your parents with you. Sorry, Benny. If you have your parents with you.
Damn. Damn.
Our parents are in my life.
What
Damn.
The fuck?
Damn. That was fucking awkward.
That was a hit.
That was smooth. I feel good about that. That was like smooth. I'm fucking tingly
you
right
really
now.
You really shouldn't.
I really... you...
You're fucking
you should probably
shit.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a shitbag.
But anyways, we were at least I was. I'm pretty sure, and I know a lot of guys that were taught to respect women, right?
Right.
But for guys, it's like fucking open, like open field, like you know the baseball field has the fucking basketball court has just been opened up. Grab your balls.
Grab the balls.
Go for anything. Shoot free throws and shit. Cause fucking, when I walk up to Benny, I can say whatever the fuck I want.
I don't give a shit with
and,
you.
And saying. We laugh it off.
Yeah.
If I go up to a girl and it's like, hey, sweet cheeks, they're like, I'm like, no. At least from where I come from, I've been treated to respect women. And like, any people in my family, if you, like, I remember there was this one camping trip where this guy punched my aunt. And then all the other guys, like, got up and, like, fucking...
Body
was like, you want
punching your aunt?
They were like... they were like... Hey, we've been waiting to do that. They were fucking like, you want to hit a real man? Hit me. You know, fucking?
All right.
And then while my aunt was over there bleeding out, fucking. But no.
Did you see a good game on Play Store?
Floppy cock.
Floppy cock.
Floppy cock. What
floppy.
The fuck?
Joe, can you tell your story?
I did.
Yeah,
just
right.
Dude.
Just a dude punched her aunt?
Yeah, no. Did you know it was dude? They fucking got up and was like, you want to hit a real man? Hit me. And then they fucking all fucking like, they didn't beat him up, but they like. Like beat him to the point where he was on the ground like
some
shit.
Some dude at the 4th of July at Vinny's 4th of July.
Oh yeah.
Beat up like started punching up on his
girlfriend. Yeah, on his girlfriend and then
like,
he ran from the cops.
Like and then he ran from the cops. He was like this fat ass drunk dude with his ass crack showing.
Yeah, his ass crack showing.
I feel like if Vinny, Marshall and I were in the fucking like we saw that shit.
We would have gotten bodied.
That
would've
been funny. That would've been fun. That would've been the best 4th of July in the fucking history.
That's such
bro.
An American move too. Just you see dude.
I'll whoop your ass! I'll whoop your ass more! Bitch, I'm drunk! I'm more drunk.
I thought you were gonna say that the most fucking American thing to do was beat your girl.
Well, fuck.
Well, I guess I'm not American.
Happy 4th of July, bitches. We're
yeah.
going.
We explode shit and say merch.
Happy New August. Today is New August.
Yeah, it's August 1st.
I don't know. Happy August. School is almost back.
It's back. It's gonna be back at after Labor Day.
Yeah. When's that again?
September 11th. 9/11. We're,
oh,
going, we're going back on 9/11. I remember
out,
that.
Shout out to Joe because, or not Joe. Shout out to Noah because, like, he invited me to his party. On
shout out to Noah because he invited me to his
who's
party
Noah?
Too. Shout out to Vinny
Noah.
For not.
Shout out to Vinny not knowing the fuck who he is.
Noah,
yeah, it's childish Gambino. Homeboy, jump like that.
But anyways,
y'all quiet. Their mic is right here, and y'all
like there's coke at the ass crack.
Hey boys.
Ooh, black girls, man. Fuck it, I'll do either.
Alright, guys.
I love bitches. I love pussy.
We're going to do something different here. This segment is called therapy.
Why?
Why do I need it?
Yo, I studied psychology. Talking, baby girl.
Alright. Why is my penis so small? I've seen my dad's cock, and I'm telling you.
Wait, what? Yeah, you can't skip past that. Back up 10
no, no,
seconds
no, no,
and restart.
Was your dad one of the dudes that, like, when you were a child, would just walk around the house fucking butt-ass naked?
Who the fuck?
Out and ready to fuck.
No,
y'all like... questioning who the fucking boss is. I'ma tell you.
I'm just gonna be real with you. I would always be like up in the mornings early when I was a kid, like 6 o'clock, and my dad would always get ready to go to work, and like he just walked down the stairs butt ass naked, and I remember
no.
just like, what the fuck, man? Put on some pants.
My dad's not the kind of guy to wear like not wear clothes and walk around like butt ass naked, but he's the kind of guy
come
to
on,
go though. Commando.
Yeah, I'm pretty
like,
sure
like if he's home alone, like not home alone, but if he's home, he doesn't mind because he'll just like sit in his jean, like fucking basketball shorts with no one
on. Yeah.
And then us kids fucking are like, hey, we're gonna prank dad, we're gonna pants him. And then we're gonna fucking prank dad and fucking get smacked in the face with a 10-inch cock. No.
Honestly, bro. I never have gone commando, and I kind of want to try going commando in school. Like
it feels free. Like, I've done that a couple times, but I wouldn't do it, like, on the normal.
Literally, no. Me over here, I've never done commando with Vinny. Me either. Like, I've done it a couple times.
Me yeah. either, but I have.
You know, I'm not one person to, you know, go up against child porn, but...
But my home...
Fucking Morgan's like, this is a fucking mistake.
So when
did Spotify give me? Wait, you were the one that made the like thought right. of the podcast, right?
Yeah.
No, but when it came to my house, I should have shut the fucking door.
Yeah, I should have.
Every time I hold a microphone like this, I feel like one of those fucking Netflix comedians are like.
Yeah, they're just like.
So one time
I beat my wife.
My vagina.
We're gonna for Netflix comedians.
Vagina.
Shit,
vagina.
Vagina. Oh my god. Ayo, shout out Janie and Lauren because. Lauren took Janie's phone and said, I just shit my pants, who wants to eat it? And then Janie comes back and says, sorry, that was all Lauren.
Bro, them two
don't
together
say
are
sorry.
Scary.
You offered
yeah, don't say
day,
sorry.
Bro.
You offered some nice dinner.
Oh,
you know, and then she said, what is it? Free gamer girl poop.
All right, this is, okay. Hey, Siri, will you go on a date with me?
Damn.
Fuck, not even saying anything. Hey Siri, do you want to go out?
Mostly I want to help and have interesting conversations.
Don't you fucking cock block me!
I just looked up Google Girls in the area.
Hey Siri,
you want to fuck?
I won't respond to that.
Hey Siri,
can we have sex?
No.
Oh,
fuck you, bitch!
Talk block the shit out of you.
We're going
tell
to
straight no.
We are going to tear down Apple. We're going to destroy Apple. We're going to make sure that Siri has a fucking
a fuck.
Vinny is fondling his microphone.
Maybe I'm not.
Okay.
The viewers are gonna know they can't.
Oh yeah. Remember our plan last fucking podcast where we were like,
why? I just looked up single girls in my area and the second result is Girl Scouts of the Kansas. Oh my god. And then Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Youth Organization, Burger King, McDonald's, what is it? Genesis Health Club, Spencer's, Shocker Hall, Louisiana Famous Fried Chicken and Seafood, East YMCA, Spencer's, Long John Silver's. Y'all ever think Long John Silver's has Long John's? Like the dog?
I've been to Long John Silver's, and I personally don't want to look at it.
See, honestly, I used to go to Long John Silver's, like, you know, because we were poor.
Long John Silver's is good.
Their chicken's good. I don't like their fish.
Yeah, chicken's
long
good.
Long Dong Silver's.
Vinny, funny guy. All right, Vinny. Vinny, look at me. I'm going to laugh.
Ah.
You got to give it a second.
Fuck you. I know I'm the least funny of the group. I'm just
going to be
no.
It
I quit this, but now.
It wouldn't be the same without Vinny. Except for the fact where Vinny, you know, could leave.
Except for the part wherever I wasn't
yeah,
in
except,
the episode.
Except for the part where we're going to be doing another podcast like next week or like this coming week.
Nah, I need to get the Anchor app and figure out how it works.
Not too bad. I hear your dog jumping.
My Carly invited me to be on her podcast.
Oh yeah, shout out Carly's podcast. I'm not gonna say the name because she don't deserve that yet. But
Carly has a podcast. If you know Carly, it's
ask
not iCarly.
Ask her about it.
Ask her about
don't
it.
Don't be shy, put some
Carly,
more.
Come down to our podcast.
No,
session.
Jump. Wait, Carly, come.
And that's the end of the podcast.
Yo.
Carly, come down to our podcast session and we'll give you some tips. Because for some reason,
Joe's
people like us.
Yeah, for some reason, people literally
like
want to see our podcast.
Oh, these bitches light up.
Wait, but speaking of people liking our podcast, thanks, I guess.
Bro,
thank you
what
for
do y'all think about Danish people?
Danish people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have a crush on a Danish girl?
I did. She's probably watching this.
Hell yeah. Hey, Danish girl. Vinny liked you like a lot.
I liked you a lot, but then we became homies. And that's a fact.
Y'all, this shit light up.
Yes.
Bro, we text like on the regular too. She's a homie.
That's kind of sad.
Oh man, yeah. That's kind of sad. Says Morgan. Says Vinny tripping over the fucking table.
I got big boy chair.
You gotta say, comfy chair.
Oh, comfy chair. Oh yeah, if you don't know what's happening, I have a mic in my back pocket. I'm also on a scooter.
Scooter.
A scooter.
A skater.
I'm pretty much a skater boy.
Where's my skateboard?
My skateboard. Yo, I was trying to see if I can ear rape the mic by a caveman.
Enjoy you like that.
Okay, we have a like nine.
Stop.
I gotta make
eight,
a loud noise.
8 minutes and 30. 25 seconds!
That's been 2 minutes, you dumbass.
No, has it? That's 20.
Until we reach our fucking 30 minute thing.
Well,
so we should
make a loud noise.
We should put some last.
Y'all ever take
the
handles out your scooter and act like it's a lightsaber?
I never really knew you could do that.
Stop!
I made a loud noise. I'm happy about it.
That's our fucking pod. That's gonna be episode. That's gonna be our episode.
I'm a scooter kid.
Kids just have a short.
Our episode name is gonna be ear raping, so people know what happens.
No, our name is gonna be I'm sorry.
White people,
yeah, let's do white
people. White people.
Watch you get like hello dislikes cause like
nobody
likes.
No, but remember when we did Are We Gay and we got like a bunch of like recommended shit?
Yeah, like a bunch of million view recommended gay shit.
Yeah.
We're gonna do sorry.
We're gonna do
..
We're gonna do we quit.
Yeah, we quit.
We quit.
That's gonna get some fucking clicks.
All right, so I don't know what we should do because I'm pretty sure we ran out.
Yeah,
of
we're
topics.
Out. I've been Morgan. Vinny's been Vinny. He's hailing Hitler.
Hitler.
Okay. Joe has been Joe.
I had an ending shit that I was gonna do, but you guys keep on yelling over me.
Go ahead.
All right. Fucking okay. Yeah. Okay. Last ever thing. Last thank you from today. Is once again a thank you to our fans, especially the 49% women and the 1% non-binary. Fuck all men out there. Men can suck my dick.
Yeah, nobody likes men.
Men are bitches.
Men suck cock.
You know, we've been teenage virgins, and we're probably gonna be virgins for the rest of our lives.
I thought you were gonna be like, yeah, we're fucking now.
Okay. I took Vinny's anal virginity. And Morgan
Top
took both, and Morgan took mine, and Morgan took his own. He has a flexible one.
Yeah, shout out Lauren and Jamie. Shout out.
Why are you shouting out Lauren and Jamie? They haven't even been on the podcast
yet. It's an inside
yet.
Joke.
They're going to be. Oh, yeah, because I kept on shouting out people the last fucking episode.
Yeah.
But, Morgan be like, let's stop shouting out people after the intermission. Shout out.
But I'm pretty sure that our next episode.
Oh, shit, I almost died.
I'm pretty sure our next episode will include some guests. Maybe. I don't know if it's Jamie and Lauren or some other fucking homeless guy on the fucking side of the
road.
Let's
actually find a homeless dude and bring him to our garage.
Our garage.
Your garage.
Our
my
garage.
Mom lives here.
This is our garage.
Your mom's garage.
In your mom's garage. Broom, broom. Get out the garage.
That, he's been.
Morgan.
He's been.
Ah.
Say your name.
Vinny.
And I've been Joe DeShell, and I have to take a shit. This was Teenage Virgins, and I'm signing out.